Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Bo, we have some major stuff we got to get into, man, because like we talked about on Monday's episode, the Atlanta Falcons are in a pretty, I don't want to call it weird, but they're in a funny spot. Only actually, it's probably not even funny because it doesn't make me laugh. It doesn't make anybody laugh. That's who are Falcons fans, at least. So the Falcons still are in playoff contention. They are not by any stretch of the imagination mathematically out of playoff contention. But you took a big blow losing on Sunday to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And injury was added to insult, or insult was added to injury, however you want to say it, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the New Orleans Saints in comeback fashion, I might add, on Monday Night Football. So now it stands like this. The Buccaneers sit at 6-6 atop the NFC South, and the Atlanta Falcons are at 5-8 in the NFC South. Still second, still right there, but now you're back about, what, 2.5 games? After you take your bye week, you know, hopefully it'll maybe be two games. Maybe Tampa drops one this weekend against San Fran. But still, it's at the point where you almost basically have to win out, and Tampa has to help you out a lot by dropping, you know, like basically 3 out of 4 of these next games, including the one Tampa and, you know, the Falcons play at the end of the season. So we're in a tough spot. And what I was talking to you earlier about is the fact that, you know, there might be, you know, it's been kind of, Arthur's been pretty open about whether or not Desmond Ridder could be the starter. He's been pretty open, you know, usually he shuts it down, but now he's saying we're evaluating everything, or, you know, we're going to have some tough meetings to make, you know, things like that. There's going to be some tough conversations to be had. I am asking you if not only Desmond Ridder should be the one getting the start, but should we see other rookies starting to get some starts and starting to get more snaps, i.e. Arnold Ebiketie? Should he be the one that, you know, because Arthur Smith also did say we should get a couple of guys back, including Arnold Ebiketie, you know, next to Elijah Wilkinson and guys like that, Ime Udoga. But should Arnold Ebiketie get a start? Should D'Angelo Malone start to get more snaps or more, you know, more percentage of the snaps? How are you feeling about that? Because, you know, at this point we're in, is it time to really see what you got in the rookies and maybe give them a little bit more of a workload, including Tyler Algier maybe? Should he get more carries? Is it time to give those guys a little bit more of a workload and find out exactly what you have and exactly what you have in the future going into next season?
Well, I think that's look. I think when people want to bring that kind of look, the Desmond Ridder is different than any other player,
right?
Rookie wise, if you think that Arnold Ebiketie is not playing enough, then you're not watching the Falcons. The whole start thing for defensive players is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
Ebikadi's played 48.7% of the Falcons' defensive snaps. That's almost half.
Right.
So I don't know. And as a guy that plays in a rotational position, you know, how much more are you going to play the guy? You know, right. that just is a little bit ridiculous to me. I mean, I'll put it, you know, now, should you move and should there a shift where we don't see Lorenzo Carter? Lorenzo Carter is playing about 80% as a veteran.
Yeah.
But you look at Ebikadi, and now D'Angelo Malone is someone over the last, I would say, 3 weeks we have seen get more. Some of that is because of Ebikadi's injury.
Right.
But he's a guy who I've even seen before Ebikadi's injury when he's, you know, they were starting to
work in a little bit more.
Yeah. But Troy Anderson is a guy who's seen 31% of the team's snap counts
as a
rookie. As a rookie who has only played 1 year in defense in the NFL, he's getting 31% and he's making a difference.
Right.
So, no, because you're still, no matter what certain hosts and writers in the city want to throw out about this team, you still do have a chance. You're still playing to win games. Mm-hmm. Your plan is you've been developing players all year. And I think this is a defense that we've seen with like Richie Grant. Richie Grant's snap count percentage last year was not a lot.
Nope.
This year, it has changed a great deal. In fact, this year, I would say Richie Grant is probably somewhere around 99% of the snaps on defense Richie Grant has been in on. So basically, other than injury, Richie Grant has played every snap this season.
Right.
And I think that's very important. So when people do this kind of stuff, it's a little bit ridiculous. Tyler Algier is a running back. And running backs, we know the wear and tear on their bodies.
Right.
Tyler Algier is a player who, you know, he's gotten right at 44% of the team's snap count.
Mm-hmm.
When he's been on the field. And to be honest with you, it leads all running backs on this team in snap count percentage. So how much more can the guy play? I mean, how much more can you throw? You know, you're gonna Christian McCaffrey him in 1 year? Because we all know the Panthers are the reason Christian McCaffrey is body is broken down, because he was basically run. Cam drops it off. Cam hits him in a slant route or a drag route or a little curl.
Throws him a screen.
They use McCaffrey up. And now he's a guy that's often injured. And then they had turned around and tried to sign him to a big deal. So I don't really know how much more you can use these guys. Drake London has played a ton of snaps this year. And last week we saw him get, 12 targets?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes I hear some of that, and I understand that Drake London's played almost 80% of the team's snap counts on offense. I understand the mindset, but how much more can you give these guys time? Ebikadi has played valuable time for this team, and now he's hurt. So, you know, Malone is a guy that he's been inactive a few weeks, but he started to learn, and he's played in you know, I'd have to check the number of games he's played real quick, but this is a guy, again, that I told you has gotten in and played, I think, 18% of the defensive snaps, you know. So maybe he could get a few more if Ebikadi continues to be down. But this team is still trying to win games, and I think it's a fallacy to say that they haven't used the young guys. In fact, I think they've been hamstrung at times with having to play too many young guys on this roster.
I definitely am with you as far as the young guys have definitely gotten a fair share of time. There's no debating that. There's no doubt about that in my mind. The question I want to pose to you, though, is, and I understand what you were saying about the, you know, the rotations on defense, you know, and how a start really necessarily doesn't paint the whole picture about a guy's playing time or, you know, the amount of snaps they're getting and, you know, things of that nature. I understand all that. But I do want to ask you, though, is there still a difference to a guy like Arnold Ebiketie actually starting the game? And I know him starting has nothing to do with how much he plays, but is there something to him starting? Is there something to him actually going out there and being on that first snap and being on that first defensive drive and going out there and trying to establish something early and trying to establish a pass rush early? Like, is that something the Atlanta Falcons could do in starting Arnold Ebiketie that could actually help them? Or do you think that isn't a thing that would necessarily benefit the Atlanta Falcons at this point in time?
Well, I don't think him starting matters. That's what I'm saying. I think at that position, a lot of times who starts a game can be based off of what personnel comes in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, is Ebiketie, you know, if you're playing a run-heavy team like last week with Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh wanted to run the ball coming in. So are you going to put a guy in that's not as good against a run because you want him to get a GS next to his name, which means game started?
Right.
No. So I don't think any of that matters. I think playing time matters.
Right.
But you're matching up personnel and defense a lot of times. So now, I don't – getting valuable snap counts matters, yes.
Right.
Being on the field when it matters. But Arnold Ebiketie's brought here to run to rush the passer.
For sure.
Not to shut down the run. Now, he's definitely played the run okay at times, but if you're in a run situation, I don't give a damn if Arnold Ebiketie's on the field. In fact, I don't want him on the field. I want a guy who can stop the run on the field.
For sure.
A guy who's going to be, you know, Arnold Ebiketie's 6'3", 256. He's a little light. He's a little light to be a run stopper. So, no, I don't think that matters. I think it matters in other positions. Maybe if he's a linebacker, it matters a little bit because a linebacker needs to be good at that. So, in that case, maybe, yeah, you can get Troy Anderson, but you're not going to take Rashawn Evans off the field.
No.
He's the leader of the defense. So maybe you take Michael Walker off the field a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what you see the future of in that, and maybe you see the future of Troy Anderson being Rashawn Evans or Michael Walker being Rashawn Evans. And then, so maybe, yeah, you want those two guys on the field at the same time. But if they don't know what you're still trying to win games.
Right.
This isn't charity time, okay? This isn't the preseason. So this team's still trying to win games. All these guys are still playing for jobs, and they still think they got a chance. And so you're not going to just run guys out there to say, well, let's see what we got. This isn't the preseason. I see what you're asking, but not at those positions.
Yeah.
You know. So that's how I would handle that. No, I don't think there's any. I don't think that you gain anything from Ebiketie starting necessarily. I think Ebiketie is probably views himself as a key. If you're playing 50% or around 50% of the snaps as an edge rusher, you're getting good time in. So I don't necessarily see it that way. Maybe if they were a defensive tackle, but no. Maybe there's a safety, but no. We're talking about a pass rusher, a guy that you brought in here to help your pass rush. Look, I'm not saying he doesn't have to stop the run or play well against it, but I don't think Ebiketie's played poorly most of the season against the run. I think if it was a different position, maybe a trench position more, I know that people do consider edge rushers in some ways, but in this defense, they're linebackers, and they stand up, and they still, you know, if this was a 4-3, he'd probably have his hand in the dirt. So I don't necessarily think that is a situation that this team needs to worry about because of the roster depth. We've played these young guys, you know, in valuable crunch time. That's as much, and that means more to me when the game is on the line and these guys have gotten to play in those situations. They're not playing in blowouts every week.
No, I definitely agree with you, and I definitely do see what you're saying about, you know, Arnold Ebiketie is going to be in on passing situations. He'll be in on some run situations too here and there, but he's going to be in on passing situations because he is a pass rusher, and he's one of your better pass rushers as well, even as a rookie. So, no, that definitely makes sense to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.